A Simple R6G Dye Laser, Part 1. By Dr. Mike Finley. Introduction. First of all, it's great to see that Going Postal is still up and running. It's always a pleasure to write an article and have it published here. It's also good to see a lot of the, dare I say it, veteran crew still commenting, and I'm here to bore you all with another laser project. The idea for this came from a simple dial laser over at Laser Kids, but I have made some changes, improvements to the basic design. These include: 1. Easy to adjust end mounts. 2. A removable HR, high reflectivity, mirror. 3. A peristaltic pump for dye circulation. 4. Using commercially available capacitors for the flash lamp. This project is nearly 2 years old, and there are a lot of photographs I thought that I had lost. They were recovered from a, currently, broken laptop. Pictures speak a thousand words, so someone wrote. The basic design. Lasers are very simple and, generally, need three basic ingredients. 1. A gain medium or active medium. It can be a solid, liquid or a gas. It's where the electrons do their magic, where the laser light is produced. 2. A pumping energy source to excite the electrons in the gain medium. This can be an electrical plasma, as in a gas laser. Optical, as in a ruby laser or even an explosion. 3. Feedback mirrors. These stimulate the excited electrons back to their ground state, releasing more and more light, light amplification. One mirror is highly reflective, HR, and the other is partially reflective, OC, or output coupler. It's where the laser's light is emitted. Rhodamine 6G dye. The gain medium for this laser is an organic dye called Rhodamine 6G or simply R6G. As the noun dye suggests, this is a liquid. It is also a flash lamp pumped laser, the same as a ruby laser. Just to clarify, pump will be used in the context of exciting the electrons in the dye unless it's otherwise explained. This laser uses a liquid pump and a flash lamp pump. You may not know it, but you have probably made use of this dye. Have you ever used one of those pink highlighter pens? Chances are that's R6G based. It's used in biology, for cell dyeing and forensics to enhance fingerprints. It can also be used as an aquatic tracer dye. Best of all, it makes for a really efficient laser gain medium. Except for the caveats. Nature doing what it does best. And that is to shaft. Dye lasers are 4 energy level lasers and therefore easy to pump. R6G would be almost perfect, but nature has been a tad cruel at the atomic level. R6G naturally laces at around 530 nanometers to 540 nanometers, the yellow, orange part of the optical spectrum. It's a fast laser. In fact, the upper excited state time for the electrons are less than 4 nanoseconds, 4ns. This gives a basic laser pulse of about 100 nanoseconds, 100ns, or less. Speed is good and the world's most powerful lasers are fast. The headline should read 10 to the power of 23 watts per centimeter squared. It's the Daily Mail. The main problem with R6G is something called the triplet state lock. Analogy time. As a child, you might have played with a small toy car that ran around a plastic track and formed a loop-de-loop. If the car was traveling fast enough, it would complete the loop, but too slow and crash. Well, a similar thing happens with R6G dye. Nature has placed a trap right at the optimal lasing point. Pump it too slowly and crash. No laser light. The electrons get sent off to the triplet state energy level. Fortunately, like the toy car, time is on our side. If we can pump the R6G dye fast enough, we should be able to avoid most of the triple state lock. Nothing to do with pensions. Unfortunately, this leads us to some design complications. The laser dye. The top photograph shows a 100 milliliter, 100 milliliters, bottle of R6G dye. The R6G that I'm using is a fine brown powder. It readily dissolves in any alcohol. I've used isopropyl alcohol here, but ethanol will also work and is probably better. In fact, gin or vodka will lace quite well. You don't need much dye. This is about 0.1 grams. You can see the beautiful yellow fluorescence from the dye, which is caused by the daylight entering a window on the right. Alcohol is flammable. Duh. Why is this a problem? Remember that we need a lot of speed for the flash lamp pump. The lamp that I have used is a small xenon photo flash lamp, about 2 inches long. This is not an ideal lamp. To make it work at the correct speed, we have to drive it at a very high voltage. More on that in the second part. As you can imagine, very high voltages and flammable liquids are not a good combination. My design. Assembled R6G dye laser. Okay, the above photograph does look like something that you might find by a roadside in Afghanistan. It's not supposed to be an eye, but the little beast can nearly be as dangerous. The whole laser measures approximately 10 by 6 inches. Top right shows the laser cell and below that is the spark gap switch. The sticks of dynamite are the main storage capacitors and are rated at 15,000 volts. The peristaltic pump and the dye reservoir can easily be seen. Finally, the black thing on the far left is a high voltage generator. Cheap Chinese dat, but it does the job. It's the HV generator from a taser gun. It delivers about 10,000 volts with this laser's electrical load. All the bits are screwed to a thick piece of MDF wood that sits inside an aluminium case. The laser never got past the evaluation stage, project not finished, but it does prove that it works. One other thing about the design, note the copper strips, rather than wire, that form the circuit. This is because of something called the skin effect that occurs with very high voltage electrical circuits. As the voltage increases, the electrons tend to flow more toward the outside of a conductor. Transmission power lines, working at 100,000 volts, and a lot more, use this to a sort of advantage. The core of the transmission cable is steel wire, not a good electrical conductor, but it has a high tensile strength, and the outside is covered with aluminium, or copper. Poor strength but a good electrical conductor. Stringing wire cables nearly a quarter of a mile between pylons is quite an engineering feat. In part 2 I'll write about the laser cell's construction and switching a very high voltage into a small flash lamp. I bet you can't wait. A note on the featured image, the R6G laser beam is viewed through some smoke. The smoke was trapped inside of a salad bowl. The bowl's diameter is about 10 inches at its widest point. Copyright Doc Mike Finley 2021.